Well, don't you know, we've come down to the nitty-gritty. It is playoff season for all the great high school teams in the great state of Michigan. And for my game of the week this time around, we focus on Region 4, District 1. It is the Battle of Birmingham as the Warriors of Brother Rice travel not all that far, I might point out, to take on the Falcons of Groves. Joining us now to, paint a picture as the fine head coach of the Falcons, Brendan Flaherty. Coach, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Steve. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, it's always a pleasure, my friend. And congratulations, your 8th postseason appearance. You became the head coach at Groves back in 2001, and you put together a great campaign at 7-2, Coach.
Yep, it's been a great year. Our seniors have responded real well. We're building off, you know, the past two seasons. We've had some pretty good success and had some postseason a run here for a game or in a couple games last year, so we're just looking to build on that.
You know, it's the goal of every great high school team in our state, Coach, to get to the postseason, but you work a little extra hard maybe to get a home game, and you guys are able to pull that off.
Yeah, I mean the big thing is getting in, you know, honestly, and then after that, it's really, you know, however they start drawing circles on the districts in Lansing, so... Yeah, the big thing is getting in. You know, everybody wants to get in and have a chance. You know, you get into the dance, if you will. And then after that, getting a home game is, you know, it's kind of the icing on the cake, especially if you got a couple losses like we do this year. So, yeah, we're extremely grateful and fortunate to get the home game against Rice on Friday.
Coach, looking back at the regular season at this 2017 Falcons team, did anything surprise you along the way, good, bad, or indifferent?
I think not really. I mean, we had some success and I think it's kind of like it's taken a long time. I mean, it seems like, you know, like we've had this overnight success, but this is my 17th year. So it's been, you know, kind of up and then down. And now we're trying to like just, you know, hit those plateaus and then climb a few more feet each year up the mountain, you know, to try to get the fourth field. So I think this is just part of the process. But our senior guys, they've won a lot of football games in their career through middle school and, you know, through our youth team, the Patriots, our Birmingham Patriots guys. So they've won a lot of football games up the ranks.
Well, you wouldn't have it any other way, I'm sure, Coach Flaherty. The first round of the postseason will come with a challenge. One of the more prolific programs in Michigan high school football history, you get the Warriors of Birmingham, Brother Rice.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I mean, it's a challenge and we look forward to it. You know, I think we've been building on it. We talk a lot is we don't have to play, you know, the multiple state champion teams from Brother Rice. We get to play the 2017 Brother Rice team. And that's what we focus on and concentrate on. Not worried about the, you know, because, gosh, we can't beat all those guys, you know. And Coach Fracassa's great teams from the old year. So we're just worried about this team this year. And we're looking forward to it. Looking for a good challenge on Friday night.
When you take a look at the film, Coach, what does the Warriors bring to the party here?
Well, the one thing I will tell you that they had always, and this goes from Coach Fracassa all the way through Coach Soffer and you know, Adam this year, is that they've always got a great quarterback. So it doesn't matter. You've got two great quarterbacks, and that's the one thing for us, the big challenge, is trying to stop their quarterback and trying to neutralize that part of their game.
It's been a long season. There's no question about it. You guys have been going at it since early August. Questions about health, fatigue, any of that coming into play for your Falcons, Coach?
Yeah, we're pretty beat up. We got a number of guys injured, and you know, got to limit some practice on some things. I think that's the one thing that, you know, getting older and maybe a little more experience on my part is like understanding, you know, when and where we can eliminate some physical contact during the week of practice and have guys healthy and ready to play in the game. You know, whereas maybe earlier in my career, I'd be, you know, we got to practice,
right.
And we do, but trying to keep guys healthy, and the most important thing is for them to play Friday night. So I think being smart about that is something I've done a good job, or we've done a better job as a program improving on this year.
And along that line, Coach, going back to training camp, if you will, with the new state law that you can have 90 minutes of collision per week, that was going to be a big question mark, maybe earlier in the season as far as tackling and what have you. But obviously it was the right call. And my question to you to close this thing down, Do you think it really had an effect on the physical play early on?
Oh, I don't think there's any question about it. I think the game's changing. I think we have to evolve to keep our sport alive. I mean, it's just being smarter about things, and you know, watching the techniques that we teach and how we teach. You know, tackling and contact is important, but I think it's going to improve the game. There's some bumps in the road, in particular with officiating and how the game's, you know, seen and played. You know, but there's no question it's going to improve the game, and it's helped us a bunch. And putting those guidelines in there is the right course of action, I think.
Brendan, job well done. Congratulations on getting to the dance. All the best against the Warriors. And, sir, always a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Hey, thanks so much, Steve. Thanks for having us on.
You better believe it. That is head coach Brendan Flaherty with the Falcons of Birmingham Groves. Here you've got the Warriors of Birmingham, Brother Rice. Kick set for 7 o'clock Friday night. All part of the high school game of the week here on 760 WJR.